Today's Bible verse is Luke chapter 19, verse 9. Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham." You may remember this passage from a song in church. I've heard it quite a few times myself, but I want us to get past the song and into the meat of what really happened in this story. To summarize, Jesus was coming through town and a tax collector named Zacchaeus wanted to see him. Zacchaeus was short and could not see over the crowd, so he climbed up a tree to get a good view. Jesus stopped and looked at him. He called Zacchaeus by name and told him he was coming to his house to eat. Zacchaeus came down and welcomed Jesus. Let's break this down. Zacchaeus was a tax collector. Tax collectors were known to rip people off and to line their own pockets. They were shrewd businessmen who were considered sinners by profession. Here we have a businessman who was hated in this community. He wanted to be close to Jesus, but he had some limitations. He took action to overcome those limitations and got a great view of the Jesus he was looking for. Jesus blessed this man and asked to eat with him. Rarely do teachers or rabbis eat with sinners lest they become unclean, everyone muttered. We don't know the conversation, but because of the presence of Jesus, Zacchaeus wanted to make his business right. He wanted to be honorable and offer to pay back any money he had cheated. He paid back 4 times, which is customary recompense. Zacchaeus overcame his limitations and his reputation. He took action to get as close to Jesus as he could, and because of that encounter, he lined up his business and his life to be in line with Jesus' teachings. I don't know if you've ever thought about Zacchaeus being a business owner. If we look at it in that context, we see a man reaching out to Jesus. Jesus comes into his house, and because of that one encounter, his life and his business are changed forever. How often do you reach out to Jesus and push past your limitations? Have you allowed Jesus into your house and into your business so deeply that your actions are changed? If not, call out to Jesus and let him be your business partner and let him be part of your house. Make your business a kingdom business and hear the words of Jesus. Today, salvation has come to this house. Luke 19:9. Thanks for listening to Christian Business Revolution Bible Study. Go and be blessed and be a blessing.